You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Collaboration.
Innovation.
The next idea.
The world doesn't stop. The world continues to change. So we as people need to change along with it.
Michigan's farmers and growers are always looking for new and bigger markets for their products. The Michigan Farm Bureau thinks they should look to China, where there's growing interest in what Michigan farmers and producers have to offer. And an e-commerce tool called Alibaba just could help make that potentially powerful connection between the farmers of Michigan and the consumers of China. Kevin Robson is with the Michigan Farm Bureau, where he's a horticulture and industry relations specialist. Happy to welcome you to the next idea, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks.
What is fueling Chinese interest in Michigan agriculture?
China is one of the largest retail markets in the world, and they're always looking for new products from other countries. They're an excellent trade partner for agriculture, and they looked at America's food and fiber as being safe and healthy, and they want to have it at their disposal.
Anybody who follows the news is aware there have been adulteration, food adulteration and product adulteration and safety issues in China, haven't there?
Absolutely. You know, and not just China, but all over the world, we have food safety issues that we tend to pay close attention to. But thankfully enough, we live in a country that takes food safety seriously, and we have some of the, what I would say, the safest food and fiber in the world. So obviously it's an attractive thing for folks to want to purchase.
So Chinese consumers can look at food products from the United States. Certainly we're talking about Michigan. Know that the safety standards are there. And the Chinese middle class has more money, doesn't it? So it's got the money to buy these items?
Right. You know, when you talk about population in terms of China, just the middle class alone is over 300 million. You take a country like the United States, where that's about our population in the entire country, that's just their middle class. So not only do they have more cash in their pockets, but they're young, they're health conscious, they're quality focused, and they love to shop online. And with Alibaba being an e-commerce platform, it's kind of got all of those tools all wrapped up into a nice package. I know that Michigan farmers and Michigan agriculture is excited about the opportunity coming up next week.
Well, before we talk about Alibaba, help us understand what things are like right now. If a Michigan farmer wanted to sell his blueberries to anyone overseas, how would that work now?
Sure, absolutely. The state of Michigan has an awesome Department of Agriculture. You know, obviously, us in agriculture, we use acronyms all the time. It's MDARD, the Michigan Department of Agricultural Development. They actually have a whole team of colleagues and team of professionals in the International Marketing Department, and they're prized with the task of coordinating Michigan farm products and ag products and getting them into marketing channels into other countries. The way that it's set up is they communicate with trade offices that are located all over the world. You know, Michigan itself has a Chinese trade office located right in Detroit, Michigan, where you funnel through these different trade negotiations happen right here in downtown Detroit. And it's to link up Michigan ag producers with Chinese trade affiliates. So currently, those are the marketing channels that you would use. One thing to remember and to keep in mind is that it's not the farmer's role to have to personally pick up the phone and call to market, you know, their semi-load of blueberries or their, you know, 100 tanks of tart cherries or anything like that. It's a pretty unique concept. It's actually the next stage. Farmers sell their product to their first handlers. Their first handlers are dealing with the different marketing channels to market those products around the country and around the world. So it's their job to work with the International Marketing Department through current channels and get the ag products from our state line to their national borders.
Okay, so that's how things are now. Now, you reference this event called Gateway 17 that's happening June 20th and 21st in Detroit, and that will introduce Michigan businesses to this Alibaba. What is Alibaba? How does it work, and who's behind it?
I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with Amazon. A lot of the folks in the United States are buying and selling products is through Amazon. Alibaba is not unlike Amazon. It's an e-commerce platform with over 500 million consumers that are buying and selling products on a daily basis over in China. This type of platform was actually developed. It's not just the only way to do business. It's just an additional way to do business.
And how significant is it in terms of Chinese retail sales?
It's huge. Alibaba has over 500 million people that shop on Alibaba on a daily basis, which contributes to probably 20% of the sales in the country.
Okay, so that is certainly significant. So how could Alibaba help connect Michigan's ag producers with the buyers in China?
what's pretty unique about this opportunity that's happening and why Michigan Farm Bureau is excited on behalf of our members is this not only is just for Michigan, it's also for like the whole Great Lakes region. So there'll be folks from all over the Great Lakes region from states like Indiana and Illinois that are going to be coming to this. They picked Detroit as the hub. Detroit is the location. Detroit's obviously the motor capital of the world. Alibaba markets more products than just agriculture, but agriculture is going to be a great focus throughout the event. So we looked at it as an opportunity to get our members engaged. We formed a great collaborative partnership with our Department of Agriculture to promote the event and get our growers and our retailers into the conference over the course of 2 days.
So learn a lot about how this works and then bring it back to the producers. And I know, Kevin, you work closely with specialty crop farmers. So what are some examples of their food products you think would be eagerly received by Chinese customers?
So my role in the organization is obviously working closely with our specialty crop fruit and vegetable farmers. There are right now, as of today, you know, you asked earlier in the show here, you know, what types of companies are engaged and how is business being done today. The Northwest Cherry Growers Group, the Washington Apple Commission, the Wine Institute of California, there are already groups in the specialty crop world that are already marketing their products into China. One of the great things about China is extremely interested in fresh blueberries, apples, high-valued products, processed products like tart cherries, dried cherries. These types of products are attractive to the Chinese consumer. They look at tart cherries almost as a delicacy. It's a high-valued item, and they want it. In terms of fresh fruit, obviously it all circles back to Michigan's, not only Michigan, but the United States, our food safety protocol. I would say it would rival any other country in the world in terms of what our farmers do on a daily basis to keep our food safe. I know that in Michigan, we have a generally accepted ag management practices protocol. Our state's farmers go through rigorous, rigorous food safety audits on a daily basis for these types of specialty crop products to ensure the safety of the products once they hit the market. So obviously all of that coupled with our access to markets is what makes Michigan agriculture products attractive to these types of markets.
It certainly seems with Alibaba up and running, it's you know, all you have to do is make these connections. And I've got to imagine that somebody has spent time thinking of what this could all mean in dollars and cents for Michigan's ag producers.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. It seems like every time somebody talks trade, they always want to know, well, what's the dollar amount? How is this going to impact Michigan agriculture? You know, Michigan agriculture right now, it contributes about over $101 billion a year into our state's economy. That's huge. These numbers are off the charts, and it's doing nothing but growing. We're a processing state. You know, we're home to companies like Gerber, and, you know, we have a governor that's extremely supportive about expansion of our food processing capabilities, and all of that gives us the opportunity to be able to develop products to ship all over the world. This conference is going to serve, I hope, is going to serve as a networking opportunity. It's going to serve as a meeting space for folks that are involved and engaged in U.S.-Chinese trade, negotiations and relationships. And I hope that our state's businesses and ag producers are going to be able to gain the knowledge and gain the relationships necessary to hopefully make a trade deal successful. I really view it as an opportunity for our state's farmers.
I certainly think no one in Michigan will complain if that $101 billion per year goes up.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's I think that Michigan is, in terms of other states around the country, Michigan is so unique in my own opinion, and also in others, you know, that share in it. The relationships that we have between our land-grant university, MSU, and the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development and our other ag organizations, it's unrivaled by any other state. I think that all of us working together to enhance and create opportunities like this and bring these opportunities closer to our farmers' fields and doorsteps is why we're all here working together. So it's really something exciting to see, and I'm looking forward to next week's event.
Kevin Robson, Michigan Farm Bureau. Thanks so much for being with us, Kevin, on The Next Idea.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invitation.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.